This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, June 14th. God's word to you today is, with more. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 3, verses 11, 12, and 13, and it says, "Because you have asked for wisdom in governing my people with justice, and have not asked for long life or wealth or the death of your enemies, I will give you what you have asked for. I will also give you what you did not ask for, riches and fame." We're not asking just to get more from God. We're asking so that we can be born for God. You need to change and adjust the heart of your request. Yes, you are going to get your child, but it is so that you can be more for God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will walk in the will of God the Father all the days of your life. Again, I pray that you will walk in the will of God the Father all the days of your life. Amen. The ultimate example can be found in Matthew 26, verse 42, the Voice translation, and it says, "With that, Jesus turned to his secluded spot to pray again. Jesus said, 'Father, if there is no other way for this cup to pass without my drinking it, then not my will, but yours be done.'" Jesus in Gethsemane asked for the will of the Father because Jesus was not asking to get more from God. He was asking because of you and I, so that he can become more for God. The reason you need to submit to God's will in your life is so that you will be more for God, so that God can work with you. God is not just out to bless you alone. God wants to make you a channel of blessings, a huge difference. You may have come to God seeking for help without paying your rent, but God wants to give you an estate. I can actually see the keys, and I want you to see it too. God is going to give you an estate so that you can employ people and can provide homes for other people. Amen. Guess what happens when we ask to be more for God? When we ask to be more for God, we end up with more from God. And that is just beautiful. I ask to be more for God, helping people pay school fees, build their homes, and pay their rent. But what I discovered was that I always had money to sort out my own needs. That is just how God is. God is going to turn your life around. Amen. Do not limit God. Do not be small-minded. Do not just ask to get more from God. Ask to be more for God. You're going to have that child. You're going to be filled with wisdom. You are going to have favor. You are going to have a double portion of the anointing. You are going to have a blessing instead of a curse. You are going to have God's presence. You are going to have God's glory. You are going to have God's mercy. You are going to be filled with God's will. However, you must be on God's side. You must have a relationship with God. If you have lost fellowship with God, I pray that your fellowship will be restored today. It takes courage to ask for more of Him so that you can be more for Him. I salute your courage. Let us pray. Father, make me more for you. I need you to help me, save me, cleanse me, saturate my life. I need you, Lord Jesus, to harmonize my heart with your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.